Scheduling a workers' compensation or no-fault insurance appointment. In this tutorial, we will review how to schedule an existing patient with workers' compensation or no-fault insurance. Scheduling a patient with workers' compensation or no-fault insurance is done the same way you would schedule any existing patient. From the Office Appointments Day view, click the Select Patient button in the top left-hand corner of the screen. Input one of the forms of patient identification at the Patient Scheduling screen. When the correct patient's name has been selected, click the Continue button or press Enter on your keyboard. Split audio. After the patient has been selected, you will return to the provider's schedule. Use the move bars or arrows to find the appointment date and time. When an available date has been determined, use the mouse to left-click in an available time slot. Split audio, use Bradley Wesson. If the patient has one or multiple current workers' compensation or no-fault insurance cases, a pop-up will appear after clicking into the available time slot. The pop-up will suggest to select an insurance plan. If the insurance information was documented correctly, you will see in the pop-up screen a reason for the case, the insurance carrier, the patient insured, and the onset date of the case. If the appointment being scheduled is in regards to the compensation or no-fault case, then select the appropriate insurance. Split audio. The appointment detail screen will appear. Select an appointment type. In the note field, the onset date and reason will automatically be entered from the insurance information previously provided. Notice that in the bottom right corner of the appointment detail screen, the chosen insurance will match the compensation or no-fault insurance that you selected. Select OK. Split audio. At this point, the patient has been scheduled for their appointment. Transition. Remember that if a patient is seeing the provider for both a compensation injury, no-fault injury,
and their routine medical issues, it is advised that the patient be scheduled twice. This will ensure that the provider can create and keep separate the progress notes for the compensation case and the patient's general medical issues. Split audio. This concludes the scheduling a patient with a workers' compensation or no-fault insurance video tutorial.
And boom goes the dynamite.